This is not a topic to start laughing about, but if you knew what was going on before we started filming, you'd be laughing too. Flu shots, vaccines, all the rest. Why in America do we not have the right to choose what goes into our body? All of that and more with special guest Cody Peck on today's Peck Report. Hey, everybody, welcome to Peck Report. Thank you so much for joining me. So by now, most of you have probably seen the Nathan update that we actually just recorded it. But by the time you're watching this, it's been out for a while. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and go to youtube.com and just search for it. Actually, better yet, don't even search on YouTube because they're not going to give you honest search results anyway. Go to dailyrenegade.com, dailyrenegade.com, and you can find it there. We did an update video. Basically what spurred on this conversation, well, actually, before I get to that, I should probably introduce our guest. I am here in studio with my favorite brother, and I say that because he's my only brother, but yeah. My favorite brother, Cody Peck, host of... Well, honestly, I can say this because we have like a dozen shows now. Probably my favorite show on Daily Renegade, Get Real. Cody, How are you doing? It is good to talk to you. It's good to be in studio with you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing really good. I'm happy to be down here. I'm happy to help out, do what I can with you guys. I love seeing Nathan. I'm happy to be here, man.
Awesome. Well, I know Nathan's happy to see you too. And for those at home, if you don't know, if you didn't catch the update, Cody is Nathan's uncle. We're also here with Nathan's aunt, Savannah, who obviously has some sort of connection with Cody. So, they're here. They live in Michigan, and you would know that if you watch Get Real, because there was an episode, what was it called? Flat Earth Doesn't Matter Because
Something
Bigfoot Lives
like
in
that.
Flint, Michigan or something.
He does live there. One of them. One of those Bigfoots lives in Michigan. Flint, Michigan.
Well, I think you convinced me because I came away with that show, for one thing, laughing hilariously. But also, it's not that I was laughing hilariously. It's that my laughing was hilarious. So it's like double hilarious. So
you do have a very stupid laugh.
It's so dumb. Your show was funny. And it made me laugh.
Good.
But then my laughing was also hilarious to an outside perspective. Like from Christina, for example. I think she was laughing because of my laugh. Anyway, all that aside, he hosts Get Real. He lives in Michigan with Savannah, Aunt Savannah. And we're thrilled to have her on board. Everybody here, me, Christina, my wife, Cody, Savannah, we all work for Daily Renegade. And they've been doing some amazing work. But what we're involved in right now, you know, we're making some jokes because as we're recording this, it's actually kind of a serious situation. And this is just kind of how we deal with stuff. But Nathan, if you didn't catch the update at the time of this recording, when you're watching it, I don't know. That's up to the media department. That's up to basically Cody and Savannah. But when you're watching it, I don't know. Things might have been resolved by now, or they might have gotten worse. We have no clue. But right now, at the time of this recording, Nathan is in the hospital. He's been in the hospital before. So I'll give a very brief recap because people are probably sick of hearing the same story over and over again. But for those who are just joining, maybe this is your first Peck Report. My son, Nathan, he's 5 years old. He has a really rare type of leukemia. He has cancer, basically. And we went through this whole ordeal to identify it, find out a good treatment plan with St. Jude's. That's why we at Daily Renegade, when you buy a membership, part of your membership fee goes to St. Jude's because they've done such a good job with Nathan. Now, what I'm about to tell you, what we're about to talk about, has nothing to do with St. Jude's. This is not St. Jude's. This is a different hospital. St. Jude's, once a child cancer patient is basically kind of out of the woods, where he's more in the maintenance therapy category, meaning the cancer's gone, he's in remission, but he still does need medication to make sure it doesn't come back. Then that patient is allowed to go home, and then they are allowed to deal with their local hospitals. So right now, we go back to St. Jude's a couple times a year, but when Nathan gets his weekly treatments, we just go to the closest hospital. And I don't want to name it because I don't want to get people all riled up and send them a bunch of hate mail. Although I will say I personally have had some bad experiences with this hospital, as many have. The reviews on it are terrible, but it's all that's available in our area. So we were at this hospital just recently, 2 days ago at the time of this recording, to have him have his just normal cancer prevention treatments, which involves chemo. It involves a lot of very exhausting things. But part of what happened is they told us that in order for him to, well, not even in order for him to continue his treatment, just that he needed a flu shot. I'm against flu shots. I don't like them. I don't see the point in them. And that's the main topic of today's episode. But as far as I know, if I've ever had one, it was when I was, you know, maybe a preteen and had no idea what shots I was being given. But I know in my adult life, I've never had one. And sure, I've gotten the flu a couple of times, but I got over it just fine. It wasn't a big deal. And Christina, my wife, Nathan's mom, she has very adverse reactions to flu shots. She gets very, very ill. Lots of bad stuff happens, so she doesn't get them either. So they told us that Nathan would have to have a flu shot with this round of treatment, and we had not been presented with this yet, so we didn't know how to react. Christina told the nurses and doctor that was available at the time that she has terrible reactions with flu shots, and she was worried that Nathan would have the same because none of our kids have ever had a flu shot. And by the way, we do as little vaccines as is allowed by law. And so she told them that she doesn't want Nathan to have the flu shot, but they said he has to have the flu shot. Now, what that means, we found this out early on. When Nathan first got diagnosed with cancer, we asked the doctors about alternative treatments, but by then we had already taken him to the hospital. They didn't explicitly say this. We learned about it later. But what would have happened if we would have refused, if we would have said, well, we want to go the all-natural route with Nathan. We don't want to do chemo. We don't want to do hospitals. We don't want to do any of this. We want to handle this the all-natural way. What would have happened is these people would have used the law to take Nathan away from us, strip us of all parental rights, and they would have given him the treatment anyway. So either way, he gets the treatment. But one scenario, he has parents. The other scenario, he doesn't. This was one of those. Either way, he gets the flu shot. Either way. One scenario, he doesn't have parents. The other one, he does. So that's the situation that we have found ourselves in and that I was surprised by because I always thought, hey, we live in America. We have freedom. I mean, what should be the most basic of freedom? Like, we have the freedom to decide what goes into our body. And the bodies of our children, but apparently not. So we're going to talk about that. But in case you missed that update, that's basically where we're at. He had the flu shot, had to have it, unfortunately. The next day, he seemed kind of okay, but he was a little off. I didn't think anything about it. I thought maybe he was just not in a good mood or whatever. Maybe he was just tired from the hospital. And the day after that, which is today, this morning, he woke up complaining of muscle, joint, and bone pain, which that is not uncommon with cancer patients. But for the amount that he was complaining about it, that's uncommon. He doesn't normally complain about it that much. And I know Nathan very well. He's like any boy. He's like any kid 5 years old. You were kids too. Sometimes kids exaggerate. It wasn't that. This was real. This was absolutely real. And so we knew something was up. So we gave him, the maximum amount of medication that we could. And later on, he spiked a fever of over 102. Now, as we explained in the update video, in case you missed it, as we explained there, if he has anything above 100.5 degrees Fahrenheit, he's got to be rushed into the hospital, and he can't leave the hospital until he is at 100.5 or less for a full 24 hours. So he's spiked over 102. And his fever was all over the place. I mean, we went through a fever situation with him where he got the cold. And it wasn't all over the place. He just had a fever. It was a steady fever. I mean, it was still very dangerous. It's still something that could kill him. But it wasn't all over the place. It was just a steady about 101.5 around there for hours and hours and hours. This is totally different. So you get the extra joint pain, the extra muscle pain, the extra bone pain that he doesn't normally have. On top of that, you get a fever that spikes at over 102 1 minute. The next minute you take the temperature and it's down to 100.5, so you think you're okay. Then you take it again 20 minutes later and it's way back up. It's just all over the place. The only thing that is different, and Nathan has had this for months now, so we've gotten in the routine of knowing what to expect. The only thing that was different was that flu shot. So Nathan right now is in the hospital. He's with Christina, so he's being taken care of. Christina is furious. I mean, I'm against the flu shot. She's way more against it than I am, so she is just absolutely furious. And we really don't know what to do. There is no real good answer in this scenario. So please keep Nathan in prayer. Even if you're watching this right now and you've kept up with us and you know that everything is okay or everything is terrible or, you know, whatever the situation is, it doesn't matter. God's outside of time. Pray anyway. Because I really do believe those prayers can influence things that we don't know yet. So go ahead and pray anyway. It only helps. It can't hurt. So that's what we're asking you to do. If you and we, I mean me and Cody, I promise I will let him speak in a moment. But if you want to help financially, every time we have to do these hospital visits, every time we have to go through some manufactured crisis because hospitals require things by law that aren't necessary, every time we have to go through this, it costs a lot of money. It is ridiculous. I don't even want to get into numbers. But it's just a lot of money. And unfortunately, as grateful as I am to all the people that have donated, and I really am, thank you all so much. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're a part of the Peck family. You're right there with us. You're battling this with us. And I really appreciate that. Same goes to anybody who prays for us. But yeah. Unfortunately, the supply of donations don't meet the need. So basically, we need more donations, and I hate even asking for that. It's not technically your problem. You know, you shouldn't have to deal with this, but that's a situation we're in, and you're not required to donate. You know, you don't have to. You can still be a good Christian and not donate. I would never suggest anything less than that. All I'm saying is there are options available if you really feel God calling on you to donate. Go to dailyrenegade.com/donate. Every donation we get goes straight to Nathan. So that is the best way to help right now. dailyrenegade.com/donate. You can find that link in the description below. All right. So Cody, I've been yakking a lot. That's been a long time for me to talk and not even cut to you at all.
So much words. That's okay.
It was worse.
Yeah.
That was worse than I usually do.
Oh my gosh. You're all over the place.
I think what you were saying is you've heard me do so much worse.
Yeah, I have. So this whole flu shot vaccine stuff, let me be very clear. I am not a doctor. I'm not Dr. Peck. I don't know the exact science. All that I can offer is
good
experience
point.
That I've had with the flu shot.
And I should mention, too, neither of us are doctors, just for the legalities. If anybody wants to try to report this to YouTube, hey, YouTube, yeah. We're not doctors, all right? You don't have to demonetize this video.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
We've been dealing with a lot of that. I should mention, too, Cody is part of the Daily Renegade media team, so he knows all the inner workings of Daily Renegade and how we're constantly getting censored, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but anyway, I just wanted to thank you for reminding me of that. So you're not a doctor.
I'm not Dr. Peck, but the only thing I can offer is my experience with the flu shot and people that I know.
Yeah, you had a rough situation, kind of similar to what Christina went through. When did you get the flu shot, and then what happened to you? Because these are the same genetics. You and I share the same genetics. So
yeah. Unbelievable.
The genes in you, Nathan's got those too.
Yeah. So I can't remember my exact age, but let's just say 9. I was around that age, and It was, I remember on the news, and my mom kind of had this hysteria of a flu going around. So we went up to, I believe it was Rite Aid. They were doing flu shots there. And me and her both got a flu shot. And before that, I never had a flu shot from my knowledge, from my memory, ever.
Was it swine flu, maybe?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm trying to do the math. You were nine at the time, and I'm, what would we figure, 11 years older than you? So I would have been about 20. I think the swine flu happened when I was around, like, that age.
Something. I just remember this hysteria going on.
Right. There was a lot of hysteria around the swine flu.
Yeah. So that
anyway,
may
It might have been. Anyway, sorry to derail. Go ahead.
We go and we get the shot, me and my mom, and almost about 2 to 3 hours later, we both started getting a fever. We both started sweating and getting sick. And honest to God, that was probably the most sick I've ever been in my entire life, was after I got the flu shot. Now, I know some people would probably be like, well, you probably just got the flu beforehand, so you just got sick, but I don't know.
Well, then wouldn't that just render the flu shot ineffective? I mean, isn't that the whole point?
Well, I'd hope so.
And so you don't get the flu? I mean, if it's that powerful, if you have the flu, shouldn't it take care of that? But you have had the flu before, just like every human being. Right. So you have the flu. I've had it too. Look at that. I'm a poet, and I didn't even know I was rhyming those words.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You've had the flu. Now, compare what the flu experience was for you. Just a regular flu that you catch from somebody on a train or in a McDonald's or whatever.
All right.
What did the flu shot do compared to what everybody has ever experienced? Was it worse? Was it better?
Oh, it was worse, because first of all, I kind of have a little bit of the black lung going on right now. I'm kind of sick right now.
Oh, man. What's going on?
I don't know.
Just a thing that's going around that we're catching right now, or is this a long-lasting thing?
It's just a thing that's going around right now, I guess.
Yeah, it's bronchitis. It's not black lung. It's bronchitis.
Yeah.
I think I told you that like yesterday. So we all have bronchitis in the house. That doesn't help. By the way, I will say too that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on with Nathan. Nathan already had bronchitis, and the doctors even said the bronchitis is not going to spike a fever. It's going to make his throat sore for a while, but that has nothing to do. Even the doctors at the hospital admitted it has nothing to do with what doctors are finding now with Nathan. So I don't want people to say, well, it's the bronchitis. That's why. It's not the flu vaccine. It has nothing to do with the bronchitis. We all have it. It doesn't spike a fever. It gives you a sore throat, and it's not fun, but anyway, so you don't have black lung. Oh, my gosh, drama queen.
I know. I just wanted to be funny, okay? So, yeah, I'm sick now, and it sucks. It's annoying, mm-hmm. but I'm already getting better. I've had it for, like, a couple days. It's not a big deal.
Right.
I think I just sound a little bit weird. That's about it.
You always sound weird.
Yep, I know. I am weird. I'm sorry.
But well, it's not as funny if you own it. You got to be offended by it.
You have to own it. I'm triggered. No. Listen. When I had that flu shot, I legitimately thought I was going to die, and so did my mom. And my mom was so sick, God bless her soul, but she couldn't really take care of me the way like she normally would if I was sick. We were both just useless babies, and I didn't go to school for at least an entire week. I was throwing up. I seriously thought I was going to die.
Wow. And I've only been that sick a couple of maybe twice. So there was one time Christina and I, we got, I don't know what it was, but I remember, this is probably TMI. Let's just say I was in the bathroom. We can leave it at that. But I've been through every illness, sickness. I got this crazy bone disease that nobody has. And, you know, I've been through all that. There was one time that we caught something, and both of us, we couldn't even talk to each other. We were so sick. But after coming out of it, we talked about like how sick we were and how that was crazy. And we both found out that there were times where both of us felt like, man, if the Lord takes me now, oh God, that would be great. Just please. Like it would have been such a relief because we were that sick. The other time was just recently. My co-author, Stephen Bancars, he caught some crazy stomach flu. I don't know what it was. He has a girlfriend in South Africa, and I know the timeline doesn't work out to be this way, Every time I bring it up, Christina says it's not the South African girlfriend. Steve says it's not the South African girlfriend. But I'll tell you, I've never had West Nile. I feel like I had West Nile during that time.
A little bit of it.
It was horrible. And we went through the whole conference that way. It was our very first Skywatch TV conference. If you don't watch Skywatch TV, you should. If you do, then you know what I'm talking about. We just had our first conference. I was sick through half that thing with one of the worst stomach flus I've ever had in my life. And that time I really wanted to die. Not the whole time, but there were a couple of times. There was one time Christina made me and Steve some keto-friendly pancakes, and I didn't want to die then. But most of the time I wanted to die. So I know that just from being ill, just from being sick, it's not common to actually want to die. And I know when you say it, it's not an exaggeration. You know, everybody's been sick and they say, I want to die. But you know, when you're talking about it, this isn't just the exaggerative way that we talk about colds and flus. This is real.
Yeah.
I've been through it twice. You actually seriously want to die. And you got that from a flu shot.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to die. I was scared I was going to die.
Right. Okay.
Whatever
yeah.
the flu shot did to me. It was literally the worst. I think I've only been sick one other time that was close to that. And that was like I had strep throat and some other stomach flu thing. And
so it wasn't just the strep. It was stuff on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was stuff on top of that. That one time from the flu shot, I'll never forget. It was literally the worst thing. Like where I got the shot, my arm swelled up real big and it was terrible. And to boot, I haven't met anybody that has had a good experience with it. I'm not just saying that.
No,
to say
same
it.
Here. Same here. Not a single time. Everybody that I have ever heard of who's had a flu shot, they either just don't talk about the flu shot experience.
Yeah.
Which means it didn't help. You know, I mean, what else could that mean? If it helped, they would be talking about it. Well, I mean, the second anybody finds a cure on anything, they talk about it forever. They either don't talk about it or it was a negative experience.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, we're not doctors and they say it works. So by all means, go ahead and go get one. But
I wouldn't.
Every single person that I know that
you're more
has gotten
generous
one,
than I am.
I'm just saying every single
to
person
to cover yourself legally.
Yeah. I'm just saying every single person that I know has gotten sick. Now doctors or like people or like online summaries or whatever, they'll say that it works fine. But
I've
I would rather just take my
fine.
Chances. I'd rather clean my hands a little bit more, use
take
some sanitizer,
some
wear a mask during
right.
flu season. Than to just go through what I did again. I'll never, ever, ever get another flu shot.
I've never, ever. As far as I know, I've never had one. I might have had one when I was a kid or a teenager, and I just didn't know what was the flu shot. I remember having to get shots when I was a kid, but I never knew what any of them were. You know, it's just your parents take you to
right.
You know, a place, and you get stabbed in the arm, and you go home. So I've never known what any of them are, and my mom has died, so I can't ask her what any of it is, and. My dad, our dad certainly wasn't around, so I can't ask him. I don't know what the deal with that was, but I know that me as an adult, as a conscious, free thinking adult, I've never had a flu shot in my adult life. I've never had a flu shot by choice, knowing what it was. And some years I get the flu. I get over it in a couple of days. With an actual just regular flu, I don't feel like that I'm going to die or want to die.
Right.
I just feel sick.
Right.
You know, that's all it is. I feel sick and it's not fun, but whatever. You know, we get through it.
I got an idea.
What's your idea? What is your idea that's so important that you would interrupt my story as if I have not interrupted you at all tonight?
Well, it's a great idea. And since I'm not a doctor,
you're playing it up.
Neither are you. You should go get a flu shot, and we'll just see what happens.
That to you is a great idea.
Well, for me, I'm not going
to
do it.
You just said for you.
Well,
for
watch
you.
To watch you go
okay,
through it.
Okay, so it's a great idea for you to watch me to do it, but you know it's a bad idea for you to get it, so you want me to do it.
Exactly.
Because I'm the older brother.
Yes.
Like I got to take one for the team.
Yes. As you should.
You're making a very compelling argument
Think
here.
About
I,
Daily
I,
Renegade.
I got to do it for Daily Renegade.
The DR Nation.
The DR Nation. Reminds me of Brian Melvin. I love Brian Melvin so much. He's such a great guy. If you haven't seen it, watch a Christian Marauder. So I'm not going to do the flu shot.
All right. Okay.
But, I mean, I don't want your feelings to be hurt. It doesn't mean that I love you any less.
Okay. I'm a big boy.
I don't feel like it's okay, and I don't feel like you're a big boy.
All right.
I feel bad now. I got to get the flu. No, I'm not going to get the flu shot.
I got a question for the audience. At least I want to.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear from you guys if you have gotten a flu shot, if you've gotten sick, or if you've gotten a flu shot and you were fine. I just want to know the tally. I'm just wondering, curiosity.
How can they tell us?
Just go ahead, look up Peck Report, look up Daily Renegade on YouTube, and just leave a comment.
Leave a comment.
Yeah. Let us know, because I'm curious.
I want to know that, too. So for everybody who's viewing for free right now, leave a comment if you're viewing this on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, because we're seriously investigating this. I mean, one of our family members, one of our loved ones is now appearing to suffer. I mean, literally his life is at risk over this thing. I mean, worst thing that happened to Cody, he thought he was going to die, but he didn't. And then worst thing that happened to me is nothing, because I never had a flu shot. But I know, like, a lot of you have had flu shots not knowing anything. My son, my 5-year-old son, Cody's nephew, he was forced to have a flu shot mandatorily. There was no choice. Christina and I had no choice in this situation as his parents. It was either he gets a flu shot and we agree to it, or we disagree, we get our son taken away from us, and he gets a flu shot anyway, but now we don't have a son. That is what we're facing, and honestly, a lot of this cancer stuff has been like that. We haven't talked about it too openly, but that's really what a lot of it has been. And I don't want to put any blame on St. Jude for this. I want to make very clear this is not a St. Jude thing. I actually don't know what St. Jude's policy is on this. This is a local hospital deal. St. Jude, as far as I know, as far as we have had Nathan getting treatment through them, they've been wonderful. That's why we at Daily Renegade, we support them.
We
donate when you buy a membership, we donate to St. Jude. We donate 5% of that. And it's only 5% because we have four ministries that we support. So actually really 20% of your membership are going to some really, really good causes. You can find out more about that at dailyrenegade.com. But I'll tell you what, I would never support our local hospital. Not in a million years, not unless they change the policy or at least explain to me why in the world does my son need a flu shot when his own mother said that she has adverse reactions. They didn't test him to see if he would be okay with a flu shot. You know, they didn't do any of that. They can test for allergies and stuff. You can go to a homeopathic doctor and he can test you for allergies. Nothing like that. They just gave it to him. They just assumed that he would be fine. They do the same things for vaccines. Actually, we do need to talk about vaccines. This is probably a good segue to members-only content. And listen, the only reason this is going into members-only content, YouTube will not allow us to talk about vaccines on their platform.
We're not doctors.
It's not even that. I mean, it is that. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
But they won't. YouTube will not. Okay, actually, that's a good point. I'll phrase it like this. YouTube will not allow us to have an opinion that conflicts with the major media or major medical companies that are out there right now that are pushing the vaccine thing. If you disagree with vaccines, you're not allowed on the YouTube platform. We would like to continue our YouTube platform as long as we can. So this is going to have to be for members only. I hate it. I don't want it. I would love to just tell you vaccines are awful, but I can't say that on YouTube's platform because it's a private company and they can do what they want with their own company. I do support the freedom. I hate their decisions. So we're going to move this into members only content. If you're not a member already, go ahead and become a member at dailyrenegade.com. $10 a month or $100 a year. I would suggest getting the $100 a year. I know that's a little bit of money. Well, it's not a little bit. Let's be honest. It's a lot. It's a lot of money all up front, but you only have to pay for it once. You get 2 months for free that way. And you don't have to think about it until Donald Trump is president again. So isn't that, if that is not a good selling point, if that's not a good selling point, I don't know what is.
He's so going to win.
Yeah, I mean, look who he's up against. Who's going to be the forerunner? Biden? Honestly, I will say, just as a quick side note, if they put Tulsi Gabbard up against Trump, Trump's got something to worry about.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Now, I don't agree with everything with Tulsi, but she's the most sensical Democrat they have. But
by that, you mean least insane?
The least insane. Yeah. But they're not giving her a shot.
No.
You know, they're not giving her a shot. They don't give her any airtime. But anyway, we'll talk about this more in the members only section. Once again, go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member today, please. It really does help. And if you do want to help, Nathan, the only way to do it right now, dailyrenegade.com/donate. We'll put a link in the description below. You have several options. You can donate directly through PayPal. You can donate through a GoFundMe set up by our good friends at Hear the Watchmen. They do the most amazing conferences I've ever seen in my life. They're my personal favorite conferences to do, except for Skywatch, and it's only because we just now started doing conferences, and I'm a little biased because I'm employed by them, but I really do like Skywatch. But it's not even biased because Mike and Jeannie Kerr from Hear the Watchmen did our Skywatch conference as well. So no problems. They put on the best conferences available. But anyway, so go check that out. DailyRenegade.com. You'll get lots more content. We are going to cut it to members only content right now. Thank you everybody for watching for free. We love you all. We don't disparage you at all. We hope that the information that we've given you thus far has been helpful. Even if you don't buy a membership, wish you would, but even if you don't, that's totally fine. You're still a Christian. Jesus still loves you, and we still love you.
Yes.
We just appreciate the support.
Yes.
So subscribe. If you're not going to get a membership, that's totally cool. I've been there myself. I get it. Subscribe. Click the bell for notifications, and also know that YouTube will not notify you. They have capped our subscriber base, which is probably something we should talk about in the members-only section, because YouTube will probably kill this video if we talk about it here. But they have capped it. We have not. YouTube is trying to tell us we have not got a single extra subscriber in, what, 3 months, 4 months?
Well, the thing that popped up the other day is it gave this little warning bar, and it said, we are going to go through your subscribers and delete the spam.
Oh, so it's going to be even less. All right, we're going to talk about that in the members only section. People who aren't members, thank you for listening. Follow us online, dailyrenegade.com. To everybody else, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
See ya.